The controversial e-toll system seems to be facing a possible total collapse as only a third of motorists in Gauteng are paying for the e-toll fees. It appears 23 e-toll kiosks, which were opened when the system was launched in 2013, have been closed. The chairman of the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, Wayne Duvenage, joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Duvenage. So, Sandal told the Soweto newspaper that compliance levels had stood at between 30% and 35% in the past 12 months, and you are disputing this.
Well, we're saying that that is closer to 20, between 20 and 25%. But that's not really the point. The point is that even at a third or a quarter of the people paying for a user pay scheme, it has failed. And that's what we keep having to remind them and the government, is that when they set out for the scheme, they tried to convince the courts that they would get 93% compliance. And our research showed that that wouldn't happen. In fact, we thought they would achieve maybe 60%, and that would be a problem, because around the world, these schemes fail under 80% compliance. Well, the reality is that in June of 2014 was the highest compliance they ever had, and that was 40%. And that, we say now, is down to 20 to 25%. If they're saying it's at 30%, we don't believe that, but we've never believed this. That's because we've caught them misleading the public in the past. So nonetheless, it's failed because they're hardly collecting enough money just to pay for the collection process. Mm. Nothing is going into the tarmac. In other words, the bonds that they borrowed to widen the roads.
So Sandal is confirming these closures of the kiosks at shopping malls and the compliance levels are down. Is this the beginning of the end for the e-toll system?
Yes, and it's been the beginning of the end for some time now. As I said, in 2014 is when they got their highest compliance at 40%. So it's been dropping ever since then. Today, it's only a few number of corporates and car rental companies that are paying, because they don't like to pick a fight with government. And what we've been saying to government is, well, if a user pay scheme, all the money is being used just to collect for the collection system, nothing settling the bonds, the public have run up a debt now of closer to 11 billion rand. At some stage, government needs to come to its senses and say, all right, we've got to do this differently. And there is a different way. There are other ways to fund roads of this nature. And we need to sit down around the table now and find the solution, as opposed to continuing to flog this dead horse.
Yeah, I mean, maybe those discussions about finding a solution and the way to finance this needs to kick in, because if this system collapses, that will surely hamper the company's role to pay back that 20 billion rand loan.
No, not at all. You know, roads are financed through taxes, especially social infrastructure. And urban roads is social infrastructure. In other words, it's the roads we take to get to work, to school, to places of worship, and so forth. This is not a long-distance toll road to Durban or Mpumalanga that we take occasionally. So the way you finance that, and the President's Committee that reviewed state owned entities in 2013 agreed with us when they said that roads of this nature or public infrastructure of this nature needs to be funded through taxation, and fuel levy feeds into that taxation as opposed to a user pays mechanism and the one that they've tried to do here. And they've increased the fuel levy by over 1 rand 60 cents since the road was built. They're getting about 65 billion rand a year in the fuel levy. And when the Gauteng Freeway started, they mooted that plan to build it. They were only getting 24 billion. So the money's there. It's not as if they haven't got it. It's just that they've chosen a method which has failed, and they need to come to their senses on that. And here's another interesting statistic. Had they succeeded in getting the e-tolls in Gauteng right, they would have received 21% of their e-toll revenue, their national e-toll revenue, or their tolling revenue, 21% from Gauteng, from 1% of their road surface that has been tolled. So it was highly skewed against Gauteng citizens, and it was always going to fail.
Outer Chairman Wayne Duvenage, thank you so much for your time.